The United States says North Korea has revealed it has a secret nuclear weapons program. The White House called the disclosure a serious infringement of a promise North Korea made in 1994 to stop developing nuclear arms. It's not clear whether the U.S. believes North Korea actually has the bomb or whether it's still being developed. RCI's Lynn Desjardins joins us now. Lynn, what has happened since this disclosure?
Well, Jim, the United States is consulting with its allies, South Korea and Japan, and members of Congress to see what it will do next. Canada formally recognized North Korea as a state 2 years ago. However, the foreign minister at the time said he was a long way from having any confidence over North Korea's actions. To find out more about the implications of this disclosure, I spoke with Charles Burton, a professor of political science at Brock University in Ontario. He was also a counselor to the Canadian Embassy in Beijing at the time Canada negotiated its recognition of North Korea. Professor Burton, what was your reaction to the United States' disclosure that North Korea has a nuclear weapons program?
Well, I think that a lot of us who are familiar with North Korea, we're not surprised that North Korea has a program to develop nuclear weapons. But what was surprising about it was that the North Koreans publicly acknowledged that they are not in compliance with their commitment to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and their commitments to the United States in Geneva in 1994 not to develop a nuclear bomb. And so the difference between now and then is that they have publicly acknowledged that they aren't following these international agreements, and this then calls for a response. I think the United States had expected that when they asked North Korea about their nuclear program, that the North Koreans would continue to deny that it exists, and by acknowledging that it, in fact U.S. intelligence about this is true, they've set a whole different sequence of events into play.
Why do you think North Korea chose to reveal that?
It could be a means for them to try and open up a dialogue and negotiations with the United States. Not long ago, a few weeks ago, the North Koreans acknowledged that they had, in fact, been abducting Japanese citizens and taking them back to North Korea, where they were forced to train North Korean intelligence services in the Japanese language. And so this is... we've known about this for a long time, but the North Koreans had consistently denied it. Now, we've also known about their nuclear weapons for a long time, and they also consistently denied it. It seems now that North Korea wants to start talking about these things, and the implication is that perhaps we can, having brought them out into the open, we can form some real negotiations about resolving these issues.
What do you think will happen next?
Well, I'm quite concerned about it. I think that it does take some of the wind out of the sails of the United States with regard to their action in Iraq. One of the bases of the United States' proposed military action in Iraq is that the Iraqis have not been complying with UN Security Council resolutions that oblige them to open up their different military facilities to inspection in case they are, in fact, producing nuclear weapons. Now we found out that, we don't really know absolutely for sure if Iraq is developing nuclear weapons. It appears that North Korea is much more advanced in the development of these nuclear weapons, at least they say that they are. And so one wonders why the United States would consider taking action against Iraq first and not against the rogue state, as they put it, that's more advanced in nuclear proliferation. I think that the concern is that quite a few nations in the world have nuclear capability, but nations like Iraq and North Korea might be the ones most likely to actually use this nuclear capability. And so if North Korea is close to developing a nuclear bomb, that is a great cause for concern in terms of world peace and stability.
If North Korea has admitted to it, do you think it is likely that it will allow inspectors in and dismantle its program?
I think that remains to be seen. It could be that this is a kind of negotiating chip for the North Koreans to get more food aid from the United States to resolve the crisis in their country due to the collapse of their economy. And previously in 1994, the United States had agreed to assist North Korea in the development of a different kind of nuclear power generation facility, one that uses light water as opposed to the heavy water reactors that North Korea has been building. The heavy water reactors, a byproduct of that kind of nuclear power generation, is materials which can be readily converted to offensive nuclear weapons. The light water ones would not produce this byproduct. But subsequently, the U.S. Congress, with some good reason, did not follow through with the agreement. And so the North Koreans feel that the United States wasn't dealing as straight with them as they should have because they haven't followed through with delivery of these alternative nuclear power plants.
What has been Canada's attitude toward North Korea?
Well, I think that Canada's recognition, diplomatic recognition of North Korea, suggests that we think it's important that we have a policy of engagement and that we try and talk to the North Koreans about the possibility of them doing things differently and political reform and democracy, human rights, and becoming more in compliance with international institutions like the UN. And so we would like North Korea to enter into the world community, and we think that that would be a benefit to them domestically and also be of benefit to stability and security in the region.
Professor Burton, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Great to talk to you.
RCI's Lynn Desjardins spoke with Charles Burton, a professor of political science at Brock University in Ontario and former counselor for Canada's Department of Foreign Affairs. The Canadian Parliament is studying